We see in the readings of today quite a variety, as particularly we see in the summer, in the time that is now called sick ordinary time, which is the time after Pentecost, a much more beautiful and refined name. But today, very few things are refined. That's the way it is. We just go along and do the best we can. But in the gospel, we see that our Lord preaches to the people and goes to the mountain, and then they go off, and the apostles go in their boat to fish. Every time they had nothing else to do, and we see this after the resurrection, they go in the boat and fish. And it's nice, somebody has to fish. I love fish, but if you give me a pole in my hand with which to fish, I will fall asleep. I will not fish. Nor will I clean fish either, for that matter. That is for some who have the guts to do it. And so our Lord comes to them. And he allows a torment to come. A heavy storm. And the boat was being tossed about in the waters. And this happens very often in these little seas or oceans. They're not really oceans, but they're very small seas, as they are called. And they are used to it, the inhabitants of that land. But when you're in the boat in the middle of the night, that is not exactly fun. So they begin to be afraid and to exclaim. And St. Peter, the spokesperson, the first pope, yells out to Jesus, "Lord, help us." And Jesus comes, and they all begin to say, "It's a ghost." Never had they seen anybody walk on water. Well, they're going to see more. And so St. Peter says, "Don't be afraid. It is not a ghost. It is I. I am the Lord." The Lord means God, who can control all the physical things of nature. He, with the Father and the Holy Ghost, created the universe. How can he not control a measly little storm? So St. Peter again, "If it is really you, O Lord, command me to come to you on the water." He's very bold, the things he asks, and he's also teaching us that we too need to be bold in the things that we ask for. We must not be afraid. When we need something, we need to ask for it. And so the Lord says, "Come." And he gets out of the boat and begins to walk on the water. And he's terrified. It's very deep, and the winds are strong. And he begins to fall down and to drown. And he helps you, Lord. "Oh, you of little faith." And he could be talking to you and me. "Why did you doubt? You of little faith." And then he gets him and pulls him out. He's walking on the water, but he gets him and pulls him out and takes him out to the shore. And St. Peter exclaims with great joy, "You are indeed the Son of God." And of course, the other readings have something to do with this as well, but not totally. But I particularly enjoy and love the first reading from the first book of Kings. Here we have the prophet who is out in the wilderness with God, expecting for God to speak to him, Saint Elijah. And he came to a place in the mountains. He was way off. And he found a cave, and he goes in there. And the Lord says to him, "Go outside, and I will be passing by." And of course, that's quite a thing. Most of these people had never had any sight of God or any inkling of the presence of God except in the temple or in the Ark of the Covenant. And so he goes there, stands outside the cave, and different things begin to happen. First of all, a very strong wind, which was rending the mountains and the trees and the bushes, and the branches were flying, and the rocks even. That's how heavy the wind was. But he says, the Lord is not here. This is not the Lord. Then after that, there was a tremendous earthquake. If you've ever been in an earthquake, you know that it is frightening. I've only been in small earthquakes. I remember once having been celebrating Mass in a monastery of nuns in Florence, and the chair of the priest was put in such a way that the head touched the wall. And then all of a sudden, I felt the wall go like this from side to side. And then I realized everybody was frightened. And then it was gone. That was it. It was a small little earthquake. But a big earthquake is nothing to laugh at. And then there was a fire. Fire is very frightening. And everything burns. Sometimes even bricks and stones and everything burns. And the Lord was not there. He was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. And after this, all of a sudden, there was what is called in literature the evening zephyr. The evening zephyr. Elijah recognized the Lord. That is the way the Lord speaks. People expect magnificent things and tremendous things and frightening things. But most of the times, our Lord speaks to us in the evening zephyr. And there was the Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.